Whichever person you want to make a part of your team, whoever you want to make a part of your mushavrat, whoever you want to make a person whom you work with, do not include such a person in this process who tears apart and tarnishes your unity altogether. Due to his ill practices, his argumentation, his stubbornness, etc., some people are not fit to be a team man, they cannot work. In the team, it's just not in their nature. Then they dispute and cause problems and argue on every smallest of the issues, turning insignificant things into major and big things. Then the mutual harmony, unity, love, reverence, respect, honor that you have for each other, which are essential components for any department or any successful team, it will be harmed and compromised, and when you yourselves will not remain united, then you won't be able to perform any major or important task collectively. So alhamdulillah, from the very start, the Amir of Ahlul Sunnah has instilled this in the hearts of his Islamic brothers, that these are the types of brothers that you should have in your team, so that when you yourself stay with love, peace, harmony and unity, then the work of religious service can be performed in an excellent manner. I would request the Amir of Ahlul Sunnah to please guide us in this regard as well.
With the mercy of Allah Almighty, Dawat Islami is an active movement of Sunnahs of Prophet's devotees. Now, are there 27 members of its Majlis-e-Shura?
Yes.
Right. Meaning that since the Majlis-e-Shura Dawat-e-Islami has been formed and is running, no one would have ever heard that they ever disputed among themselves, or they held any severity in difference of opinion, or said afterwards that they did not listen to me, or it's not my decision, or I'm not part of the decision which they have made. You would have never heard anything like this. This perhaps would be the only organization on the face of the earth that it's such a big and such an active organization with so many members in their Majlis-e-Shura, but they don't dispute at all. Otherwise, which country of the world they would be where the ministers and members of parliament are elected? Not selected, ours are selected in a way, but they are elected. But haven't you seen how they fight? They throw chairs here and there, they give interviews against one another. And they're seen to be doing all sorts of things. They hardly remain in peace. Similarly, in other organizations, there are fights all around. There are renowned organizations in which fights and disputes take place. And then it gets viral and spread across all the social media and everywhere. Alhamdulillah, there's nothing like this in Dawat-e-Islami. You would have never heard this. Now, there may be one or two who separated themselves. A few number of people could have separated. Now, this is a totally different issue where they left and separated. But if you talk about a major incident, a big issue of this sort, in Dawat-e-Islami hasn't been seen, alhamdulillah. And Dawat-e-Islami is progressing. And the Majlis-e-Shura is so firm and united that they don't dispute and argue with one another. Husband and wife have arguments in the house. Daughter and mother argue, son and father argue, two brothers will argue with one another. They keep fighting. This is our state. And these 27 members do not argue. Allah save them from evil eye. This is the mercy of Allah, none of our excellence. This is Allah's great mercy that they all are united. If they do come across a difference of opinion, they discuss it with each other, talking about all pros and cons, and then in the end, a decision is made, which they all agree upon. I have never heard that anyone became aggressive or anyone had a disrespectful behavior. Or I never even heard that someone said to anyone in a loud voice that I'm saying this. Nothing like that. I have attended many of their meetings. And even if I didn't, I never heard anything of such nature even afterwards. That's how much they respect each other. I haven't heard if anything like this exists in any other organization. There are so many members, and that's how much they respect each other, and it is not from now. This has been from years. Normally, when something starts afresh, there would be peace for some time, but then gradually fights and disputes break out. But alhamdulillah, here, there's nothing like this from years. Tell me honestly, isn't this mercy of Allah Almighty? How would it be possible without the mercy of Allah? How would it be possible without the sight of the Prophet? That's how beautiful and strong organization Dawat-e-Islami is of the people of truth, that alhamdulillah doesn't fight. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, Sayyidi, as a structure, we have regions below it. And as you stated, of course, there can be difference of opinion, which then is discussed. In Pakistan, we have 6 regions. and heads of all these six regions are members of Majlis-e-Shura, and below them is the structure of zones. And even nothing of this sort is found among them either. I can say that I've attended their meetings, but I haven't heard anything like this.
Neither have I. I've never heard them fighting.
It is the mercy of Allah. This is the same point that I also wanted to mention, which the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah has beautifully shed light upon, that this is all due to the mercy of Allah.
Indeed, it's His mercy.
Absolutely.
None of our virtue.
This is the ultimate grace and mercy of Allah Almighty, that He embeds and instills these things in the hearts of the people, which then lead to creating means. Now, those Islamic brothers who have this habit of saying that, why not me, why not me? They are in need of pondering and reflecting upon their own nature and character as well. MashaAllah, these brothers stay with so much harmony and unity. Besides, we have 107 departments, more than 107 departments of your Dawat-e-Islami. And these six regions are separate. And Hadi Abdul Habib, how many regions do we have altogether all around the world?
The global structure of Dawat-e-Islami has been divided into 23 places, so we have 23 regions globally.
So these regions are separate, then we have more than 107 departments. Then the department dealing with Islamic Sisters is totally separate. So with the mercy of Allah.
Indeed.
Alhamdulillah, there's no dispute whatsoever. So please make dua for us and also the viewers of Madani Channel, that not only today, but until the day of judgment, until the day Dawat-e-Islami remains, until when Dawat-e-Islami keeps serving in propagating the Sunnah, may Dawat-e-Islami always remain united. And may Allah allow us all to serve through the principles that it has given us.
Ameen.